What's up, everybody? This is the JLD Boss Don himself, Kizzy Kid.
This is CJ Ruffin.
CJ Ruffin. And we're here to tell you thank you for pressing play on our podcast. But you can go check us out on the YouTube channel and everywhere else, but mainly our Instagram. And the great thing about the YouTube channel and Instagram is the same exact name. Everybody go follow Jersey's Own Dynasty. Once again, that's Jersey's Own Dynasty. Like, comment, subscribe.
Or get left behind.
It's JLD. Welcome, 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 welcome back to JLD Live. I am Kizzy Kid, your host with the most, the JLD Boston himself. And I'm here with a near and dear friend of mine, slash co-host, slash individual. Yeah, you're individual. It's, I only say that because it's been fucking forever since I've seen you. But you know, it's cool.
Right, right. What's good, brother? How you doing?
He's not going to sit there and say anything. He's not even going to introduce himself.
Oh, I mean, you already know who it is. It's the real David Ruffin,
aka
the real talent.
Stop it.
The reason they showed up, aka ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis, aka I'm the voice. And they always want the voices.
Did you rehearse that while you were gone?
Nah, I just came naturally.
Did you just came naturally? You proud of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what's up. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to JLD Live, man. It's been... Shout out to... Before I start... Shout out to all of our sponsors. Shout out to Amazon. Shout out to Spotify. Who else? Who else? Who else?
Nigga, you asking me who else? We got an entire
who
list.
Who else?
Get to it, bitch.
Is that what we mean? Get to it, bitch. Who else? Come on.
You get got to it, bitch. Hurry
you up. Got it. You got it. You got it. Fine. I'll say it again. Anchor, Spotify, Amazon. Shout out to everybody. It's been 2 months since we sat there and recorded. Hello, Dynasty. How are y'all? Did y'all miss us?
Like these niggas gonna reply back.
They are gonna reply back. They always talk to us. Shit. Yes, they do. Mm-mm. Nah, they just don't reply back to you. Anyway, in during our 2 month hiatus and everything, we've had a lot of adventures. A lot of things going on. Shout out to Jersey's Own Dynasty's Wesley for getting married. Thank you for the invitation to the wedding. Shout out to Leticia as well. Congratulations to Wes and Leticia, both of you. While I'm at it, shout out to the brides, all the bridesmaids, all the groomsmen, my fellow groomsmen. Shout out to everybody that I sat there and dealt with during the whole thing. And I say dealt with in the most respectable way because it was such a short time, but such a blessing. Shout out to y'all. Congratulations again, Wes and Leticia. Also, what else happened, Coley? Did you know? I'm going to tell you because you didn't sit there because you didn't respond to me. So therefore, I'm just going to sit there and say this. Welcome to Anime Next. We went to Anime Next. Anime Next was fire. Why weren't you there, Coley? I invited you.
I got work, bitch.
It was on the weekend.
I work on the weekend.
You work on the weekend?
Yeah, I'm like you're underachieving ass.
Underachieving? Nah, not at all, bro. What are you talking about? I'm a private contractor. I freelance. It's okay.
Yeah, and then you ain't got no job,
Tommy. Yeah, that's, yeah, stop it.
No job, Tommy?
Oh, man, you think. But anyway, shout out to Anime Next and everybody that I met there. Everybody go follow these people. Shout out to _ MXKUJO _. Shout out to her. She was your from Spy X Family. That was fire. Shout out to Angelica Square. Shout out to her. Artist in the Artist Alley. Incredibly talented. Shout out to our friend V, too. That was my guy. He's dope. Everybody, also, if you need quills or anything knitted, I suggest you go check out PALETTE and Quill. Patel and Quill. Shout out to her. She was fire as well. Vampire Sushi did the Naruto photo shoot. I was Black Itachi cosplaying, of course, as always. That photo shoot was fire. Thank you for the invite, love. Shout out to Chris.
To say he forgot his cloak on the first day.
Not true. Not true.
It is true.
Not true.
Slacking.
No, I forgot my cloak the first, let's say, 20 minutes of the convention because I didn't think it was that short. But never mind that. Back to the shout out. Shout out to Chris. Shout out to Robbie. Shout out to Pokey Mike. And also, one last shout out. Shout out to Bruna, the bartender who made the LITs yesterday and everything. I told her I would shout her out too. Those LITs were fucking amazing. Go do your thing, love. But with that being said, did you miss us?
Nigga, I see you all the time. It ain't like I missed you.
I'm talking about, did you miss them? I'll rephrase it. Did you miss them?
If I didn't miss them, I wouldn't be back.
You wouldn't be back. All right, whatever you say, kid. But you know what? Speaking of not coming back, we got to say a lot of RIPs, too.
Two?
First of all, RIP to Prince, my cat. That was heartbreaking, yo. It was very heartbreaking. I still miss my boy to this day. He gets a dedication in the episode. Listen. That was my guy. Anyway. But it's more so about the sub. The submarine. Did you hear about it?
Oh, what? You fucking Darwin at work? Like, natural selection just playing itself out?
What do you mean, natural selection just playing itself out? I was like, yeah, please explain that shit. Go ahead. Continue.
Maybe I'm wrong and broken inside. It's hard for me to feel sorry.
You're definitely broken
inside. For a bunch of rich white people making dumbass decisions.
I mean, that's fair, but at least feel sad for the 17-year-old who was forced to go by his dad.
We also have a guest here.
I'll give you that. Other than that.
And I just wanted to preface that nobody, if they told anybody, anyone who had common sense and knows the, like, concept of water pressure should have known that that was a terrible fucking idea. Also, did you know that the submarine was controlled by an old game controller?
Yes, I did.
Exactly! So, hold up. Everybody saw the video game controller and still thought this was a good idea?
Listen, somebody got convinced. They sat there and did it. Listen, RIP to those people, yo. I heard, like, the sub imploded. That shit was...
Yeah, it's called water pressure.
Yeah, that shit was not...
Natural selection at its finest.
Not natural selection at its finest. Why? Because they chose
to sit there and go down there. I get why people would say
species natural selection. Don't, if you don't have to climb your ass in that sub, hey.
Because it's like... The thing is like, it's definitely something that should have definitely been avoided, and someone along the way should have said, like, this is a dangerous fucking idea. If you want to see the Titanic, we need to do, like, an unmanned submarine, not a manned submarine. But besides that, it's also like, damn, that's, like, really fucking tragic, especially for the 17-year-old. Like, you just want to hang out with your dad, and your dad takes you to your death. Like...
White people, first of all.
Well, some of them, I don't think they're all white.
They weren't all white and everything. And we love everybody on this show, colleagues. We don't have time for fucking racist rhetoric here.
Okay, it ain't racist if it's just stupid as fuck, right?
No, it's still racist.
Okay, so stupid as fuck people hopped on a dumbass sub. And wait, first off, aren't we pretty sure they knew the sub was fucking unsafe and they just said, fuck it, we're going to go anyway?
No.
No. I think the people who built it knew, but ooh. I don't think the passengers did.
Okay. Let's walk it back and let's say I give them that much credit. Even though I still don't. Because I'm sorry. You still got in there after seeing the PlayStation remote. My ability to give you credit doesn't do a lot. If you're going to sit there, you driving with a PlayStation remote, I'm sorry. If I see that shit, I'm not getting in there. What the fuck you think? Alright, so, who in here is gonna hop in some shit where you gotta go down to the Titanic, where the bitch is famous for sinking, and the steering wheel is a PS2 remote?
Was it a PS2 remote?
It looked like it.
It was something to that equivalent. But it's still like... It's still sad, man. Look, those people don't have families anymore. And everything like that. Kid lost his life mad early.
They can't sue.
Why can't they sue?
They signed a waiver.
Oh, they definitely signed waivers for that shit.
That said, that, and someone quoted it, said, it said death within the, three times within the first page. So. They can't sue.
Contracts is important. Read your contracts, people. Yeah, read your contracts.
Well, the thing is, this is a little different because, again, it's the same thing as, like, going on, like, let's say, like, doing, like, a roller coaster or an attraction where you're, like, up in the air really high. It's like, listen, this may cause severe injury or death depending on blah, blah, blah. But if it does happen, we're not responsible. This isn't, like, something... Where was I going with this? Basically, what I'm saying is... I feel like they treated it like that, but for the fact that, like, it's a submarine and water pressure is a concept that honestly should have just been the first thing that should have came to people's minds of, like, even if they have this waiver, this waiver doesn't mean shit because they can't control water pressure of the ocean. Like, it's not like they built the machine. It's the ocean. Like, it's literally Mother Nature. There's nothing that you can do about that shit.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, but they have scientists and shit like that that actually think, because people deep sea dive
all the time. Not that low. Nah, the lowest that the lowest submarine can go is like, I think 4,000. The Titanic is at least 13,000 feet deep. You're not getting there. Yeah. No one is getting there.
There's a reason why they can't bring it back up, because the pressure's too fucked up.
Don't we have videos of the Titanic?
That's unmanned submarines. So meaning it's just a submarine with cameras.
I see. Okay.
We can't go past a certain point. Without imploding. Because water pressure.
So again, are we still... Now again, nobody's celebrating somebody dying.
I'm just saying. There we go.
When you get on heaven and you gotta explain why you died.
There are people have been up there for... Probably went up there for stupider reasons. Yeah.
I know. But whoever said, let's go in a ghetto ass in the fucking Spirit Airlines, the submarines, down to the Titanic.
They probably didn't think nothing of it. Not most people. A special selection set of people. But either way, yo.
$40.
Five people sat there and lost their lives. Even though I did see a report.
It was controlled by a DualShock 4. What the fuck are we talking about?
It wasn't controlled by a DualShock 4.
I know, I was being hyperbolic.
Oh,
so a ghetto DualShock 4.
Listen. Five people lost their lives, yo. It was unfortunate. And here it is. And from what I hear, it's like they don't, they didn't feel it, though. They said it was probably almost, like, instant. Like, they didn't, like, suffer.
Yeah, because it's water pressure. It imploded. It's not, water pressure isn't, like, a slow thing.
I love how my sister became, like, an expert on water pressure.
You should have learned that in school. There's a reason why they showed the plastic cup underwater crushing in an instant. Because that's what water pressure is. It's not a video. They show you in real life.
Then
the education system failed you. Anyway.
Do better.
Education system failed everybody.
Also, but the fact of, like, when you go swimming, especially when you go diving, there's a reason why you slowly and surely feel yourself getting crushed. Like, it's not slowly but surely, but you feel it being harder and harder to go further down because one of the resistance and the water resistance. And it hurts the more you go down, which is awesome for the fact that we can't breathe for that long. So we eventually have to go up anyway, but like...
It would have been like, alright, they would have gone down and started realizing shit wasn't going right. Little things.
That probably did happen.
I don't think it did.
They probably just didn't realize it.
No, it probably didn't. It probably happened like this.
They would have to go down to a certain point.
Nothing bad happened until the point where it was just like, okay, humans can't exist at this pressure, and then imploded. Or there were little things going wrong, but the people who were controlling it, who weren't like the just people who just paid to be on there, just didn't tell nobody. Because I think the CEO literally said that, like, safety is not a priority or was the last concern on this whole thing.
Well, duh.
Nobody would put that into a contract, yeah.
That's what they did. He literally said it.
I mean, it's kind of the equivalent of going skydiving.
Yeah, but skydiving, you more so know the risk, yo.
Yeah, you're knowing...
I'm talking about, like, university. University people, like... You're jumping out of a plane very high in the sky. Most people don't think, like, oh, I'm going to go deep dive.
Well, it's not. It's less that, and it's more just knowing you're putting yourself into a potentially dangerous and compromised situation. Yeah, it's less about, like, what it is, and it's more knowingly going down there in case the 0.00000.9% chance that some shit goes sideways, it ain't our fault.
Okay, but here's the thing, though, with skydiving, right? Skydiving is... In general, is a not like I don't want to say it's too common because it is expensive, but it's a general thing that people do as hobbies. The world and people who like basically own those businesses know that you can only do that at a certain height. like, you can't go too high in the sky because there's no oxygen. And then you can't go too low because you'll just fucking die and there's nothing to, like, catch you with the parachute. But there's a difference between this is because the first thing I asked about this was, like, was this, like, a...
Who did you ask?
Wait.
Who did you ask?
Shut up and let me finish. No, the first thing I asked is my friends were talking about it. I was like, Shut up. I just have a question. Was this... a reoccurring trip that people did, or was this the first one? And they were like, no, this was the first time it ever happened. So the difference between this isn't like a typical tourist thing that people do. Skydiving is a typical, is more of like when you hear, oh, what did you do that, like, on vacation? Oh, they had skydiving, but I didn't really do that. Or if you go to a museum, sometimes they have, like, artificial skydiving. Going to see the Titanic underwater is not a typical tourist thing, if you get what I'm trying to say.
I get the point, but I'm still saying, I think the contracts are the same. You know, are you willingly waiving your rights to sue that? Do you know what's happening? Yes. Do you willingly accept that you're going to boom, that something could possibly happen? Yes.
Could
this shit go sideways? But if it does go sideways, it's not our fault.
I get what you're trying to say, but what I'm trying to say is, like, with the skydiving, like, yes, the waiver, like, the waiver's like, yo, there's potential that you could die.
You sign waivers for way less dangerous things.
Shut up. Honestly. But the thing is...
It's true.
But the thing is, for the skydiving, right? It's happened so many... It's happening so frequently, and people have done it so much, where there's like I don't want to say an almost guarantee, but there is like a formula of we're doing this exactly at this. We've done this multiple times. This is not like this is the first time where anyone's skydiving like ever. That Titanic shit was like this is the first time anyone's ever doing this, and it's like.
I feel like people have done it.
Trying to be extra.
I feel like people have done it.
But no one has gone.
No, people have tried to do it. It's probably just wasn't like this much like big news. Because remember, these people are not like the people that were in that sub minus maybe the teenager were not like ordinary like everyday people. They were like two of them were billionaires.
Okay, you know? But the other thing is like
meaning that they have the resources.
Meaning
that they have the resources and everything to be able to do.
But you also gotta realize like going to a submarine, especially down to the bottom of the ocean, that no one typical middle class citizen is doing that. The only people who would do that
if they had the opportunity, I'd be surprised.
The only people who are 9 to 10 have access to the opportunity to do that is people who are literally in that field doing research, either for the government or organization, or people with a whole bunch of money like those billionaires. Because no one else has the money to go do that shit. Like,
well, this whole thing screams rich people who are bored.
Basically.
Ain't nobody who got bills to pay worried about going down and see no fucking Titanic. We saw the movie.
Also, if you hit the Titanic, you're like, yo, do you want to see the ship that literally hit an iceberg and, like, thousands of people fucking died? Like, that's like saying, hey, you want to go to a place where all these people got massacred? Knowing damn well it's probably haunted and cursed.
People do that.
Though. Isaiah, you get what I'm trying to say.
People do that.
So let's
people do that. Some point, that's why people go to like.
So
like,
this is what look at so insane asylums.
Yes, but there's a difference between walking into a building and hearing a noise
an experience.
And going 13,000 feet deep in the ocean, knowing that no human can actually do that.
Like I said, I don't think they knew that like they had to go that deep.
They were paying for the experience.
I think.
No. The people who were running it did. But not the people who went on.
I'm talking about the people who went on included. Like, the people who went on, everything like that.
Oh, wait, no, time out. No. What? They would, all of them would have to know what's going on legally. They would have to have everything down, explained to them what's going to happen to them, so they could sign, so any contract they sign competently. With knowledge and knowing what you're going into,
they probably did happen, but like,
even if nothing else,
they could have downplayed it.
Nah, it's not. There's no downplaying it.
I said could have.
But if they can't sue, then they didn't downplay it because they had to make sure you know what you were signing up for before you signed up for it. Because now, let's say, they didn't know, that's a huge lawsuit. So even if they were as shady, they gonna make sure you know what you signed up for.
And then again, now that I think about it, I think one of the CEOs that was on there was like the people that was on there. Was the CEO of the company. I believe so.
Oh, so the head dummy in charge.
I believe so. Look, man, still.
So at some point, where does it, like, start? What did it, like, fucking around me finding out? Was it around 12,000 feet?
Who knows? Who knows? They fucked around and found. They definitely found out, yo.
Well, sad story, though. You know what else found out? Tax Stone going down for 35 years.
Yeah. He got sentenced, but...
What?
Yeah, but RIP to which we call it, to the people and the victims and stuff, and praying for their families, because that's like a nightmare call, you know?
Yeah, and I think one of the billionaires was actually, like, I think the son of one of the most richest people in their country, like, I think in Dubai, I forgot which country, and I was just like, damn.
This nigga's at a Beyonce concert having a great time with his life.
Yeah, the son, yeah, man, look, yo.
Kids still, ain't shit.
He still got to deal with, he still got to deal with all that trauma and shit, because there is trauma that's going to come from it, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, Tax Stone got sentenced to 35 years, yo, for the incident back in, I think it was 2017. How you feel about it?
Niggas doing nigga shit, and now he finally got, I don't know, I'm just like, it took this long? I don't. It's like
trials take forever, bro.
I fucked with Tax Stone when he was out, but if we seen you doing wild shit, he's doing wild shit. Like, I can't even, what do you want me to say? Don't get caught next time?
I mean, not even don't get caught next time. Not even go get caught.
You know what's even worse about
it? Just doing crazy things in terms of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Oh, you mean Titanic?
No. No.
People Titanic?
Yeah, like, they can't bury them because their bodies are all demolished, and, like, even if there was any remnants of them, the fish most likely got it.
Oh, yeah.
So they can't even, like, oh, there are no remains. So you can't cremate, you can't do none of that.
The memes are going to be crazy for years to come.
I mean, the memes are already there.
I know.
The memes have been there, bro. The memes have been there from the minute that it was announced that they were missing and shit like that. Like,
honestly, the moment they were missing, they were
just... Some of them were just heartless, too.
Y'all saw the one where they played back the end of the Titanic where all the dead people was in the grand hallway?
Yeah, they said when you fall asleep and you wake up to that, I was like, yo, oh my gosh. I was like, oh my gosh, that's not okay. Mm-hmm. But, no, that was crazy. But back to Tax Stone, because we switched topics. Like, he, whatchamacallit, 35 years. Now, if you want to talk about fuck around and find out, that whole situation is definitely a fuck around and find out situation. For both people, for Troy and Tax Stone.
Apparently, there was a shootout at a club. With a rep with Troy
Ave. I know, apparently we saw it. It was on video.
I know, nigga. I'm just saying. I don't know the fact. I don't know every detail. Long story short, Tax Stone apparently got found guilty of shooting Troy Ave and killing his bodyguard, his best friend.
And injuring, like several other people.
Yeah, it was a big thing because it affected hip-hop acts for a while because they couldn't get booked in clubs because it was like, oh, y'all niggas, can you get in our space? Shut up. But that was about it. And now, you know, niggas finally got the numbers. Say it ain't so, but it is. So.
Yeah, for those poor people, though, like it happened. This is definitely an incident that was just like, honestly, this didn't need to happen, like, at all.
Well, niggas going to the club don't think. Well, actually, no, you can't. Yeah, but who goes to the club thinking niggas gonna start shooting this shit up for no reason? This is gonna turn into a lot of people, wild west.
Honestly, probably
tons of people. 2016. There you go. It wasn't 2017. It was 2016.
Oh my god, that's almost like what, 7 years.
7 years. Stop it, both of y'all.
It's true.
Damn, summer 16 was lit.
Class of 2016.
Womp.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, alright. Speaking of niggas having nigga moments, Jonathan Majors.
What happened?
The worst time to have your nigga wake up call.
Your nigga wake up call. Good. Expand on this, because you're the one saying it. Good.
I'm just saying they waited till he got high up on his rise to have his nigga moment in Hollywood.
What is the nigga moment that you're talking about, though?
Nigga, with the white girl, what the fuck else you think?
You gotta explain it to them,
nigga. See, this is why I don't.
You gotta explain it to them.
This is why I didn't miss. You think the audience is stupid? What else are we talking about, Jonathan Majors? Where
I don't think the audience is stupid. I know the audience is diverse, bro. So not everybody's gonna know what the fuck a nigga moment is.
He ain't been in shit else for a while. This is the only thing we know about Jonathan Majors. Anything else?
You're missing the point. You just missed the whole point of what I said. I said, what is the nigga moment?
Big black guy beats little white girl. Now he out the movies.
He didn't beat her. Oh, that's the crazy.
I know. That's what the headline is saying.
So then what's the what was the, do you actually, you know what, explain this. What was the incident that apparently happened that he got,
like, nigga, you tell me. You know everything. You want to educate the audience? Go teach.
I got you. Say less. So here's what it is. So apparently what happened was that Jonathan Majors and his I don't know if they're, like, married. I think they're, like, yeah, they're just dating. I think they're just dating. They were at, like, some event or something like that, or at the house, right? And they got into, like, a dispute and everything like that. And I think she had bruises or something, so she reported it and everything like that. And then, like, accused him. He got arrested, I believe. And then she, well, and then she recanted her statement. She took back the statement. And after she took back the statement, she went to, later that night, because it went to court. And later that night, now it showed a video of her at the, at the club of all places and everything that night and everything. And I think the trial just started. Jonathan Angel got dropped from, like, two upcoming projects. It's not even projects that he's, like, on, like, currently on. It was two upcoming projects that didn't even start yet.
And his management, his PR firm dropped him.
There we go. His PR firm dropped him. And Marvel didn't drop him though.
That's so as of yet. Fucked.
You know how dumb you gotta be as a PR firm to drop a nigga in the, like, middle of bad PR?
You're fucked.
Like, imagine if he gets off. Like, if I'm anybody who works for that PR firm, I'm dropping y'all niggas in a heartbeat. First of all, don't get me wrong, I give his bad, right? But let's just say this nigga ends up being innocent. And y'all dropping niggas when they got, and it's not even proven and all shit. Like, what kind of PR firm drops a nigga before they get proven guilty?
Plenty of people, cancel culture.
I know that, but I'm saying you're literally.
I was like, cancel culture, bro.
It's a PR firm. That's literally their job.
I mean, it's literally their job. It's shit. Somebody's fucking dropped the ball, obviously.
Okay, but if you're a talent, let's say we have nothing to do with this Jonathan Major shit. If I'm a talent at this certain PR firm, and it comes out this nigga was innocent, and the way it's looking, per, like, all the evidence that be coming out and the way they be talking, like, they got a clear evidence this bitch is lying. If I'm a client of them, I'm out.
But they also have, whatchamacallit, they also have a bunch of other people who came out of the woodworks and said that, like, he's an abuser, yeah, and all this other shit.
But that's just niggas trying to dogpile on the story. None of them came out with any proof, no actionable.
That was going to be my next question. Did you see any proof? Because I didn't.
Nothing of that shit came out. It was just niggas hopping on the moment trying to make it a thing.
Well, the moment's still a thing because it's still going on.
Well, this, like, one case, yeah, but all those other ones that came out, everybody else who had the story to come out as soon as when it's a hot topic, nothing else came of it.
From what we've seen so far, yeah.
But if, and plus now we're talking about the whole, like, the video where clearly she was claiming her fingers are broken, all this shit, that's a lie. I even think the taxi driver they had even said that nothing happened in the car, so that bitch is, like, if that's come out, she's lying. Like, it's like he has to have a lot of reach, or she has to be a very, very bad liar.
Both can be true, honestly.
Hey,
both can definitely be true.
It's highly weird.
It's highly weird. But the other, like, side of it and everything like that, especially if she's been lying and, like, and everything like that, and it turns out that he is innocent and everything like that, it's unfortunate how people can just get, can just flip on accused, and then before they even accuse somebody, and before they even get proven that, like, whether or not they're guilty or not, they're guilty in, like, the public eye. Because domestic violence is definitely one of those things that we don't play with.
Don't let me be innocent. I'm coming back on a Hollywood Suck My Dick tour.
Hollywood's not my dick tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like how Johnny Depp did? And still doing?
We're more disrespectful than Johnny Depp.
Nah, he's still doing it. He's still doing it. Did you hear what he did with the settlement money that he got?
What? Donated charity?
Donated all the charity. All the charity. And apparently it was, I forgot the charity's name, but apparently it was a charity that she, like, hated. So he did it. It's a double whammy.
He was trying to be classy and after winning. I'm not that. First of all, bitch, you give up them kidneys. Secondly, all right, I want your ovaries,
too. Why the kidneys? Why the kidneys? Because
I want to take everything from this bitch.
Yeah, so the kidney. Wow.
He is Scorpio, right? He just...
I'm taking everything from this bitch. You played on my head top for how many years? I want everything. I want the red wig from fucking Aquaman, bitch. You're gonna be a blonde bitch in there now. Keep fucking with He was nice. He's like, oh, I don't want to sue her. I just wanted to clear my name. Like, nah, bitch, I'm suing you too.
I'm pretty sure he did sue.
You're gonna be paying me to the day you die. Your social security check, bitch, I want a percentage. I want everything.
For everything that she put him through, I'm not gonna say that's not none of that's not warranted. Especially when she like, yo, how you sit on a bed and then
I'm suing your shitty drawers.
You can't sue somebody's shitty drawers, Coley.
I'm suing the shitty drawers off of her.
Man, look. Then she got a day of court. She got a trial. She lost. It is what it is.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. Go suck dick, do something. But you give me my money.
I mean, by the time.
I mean, she did.
She
paid
like what, -$8 million? Like, when was she cutting?
Then she gonna be a -$825 by the time I get done.
Yeah.
I don't think that she. What you gonna call it,
bitch? I'm gonna own your net worth.
I don't think she has a net worth for -$8 million, bro. Plus, a lot of those networks should be wrong anyway.
She's going to be fucking with me.
Coley, so, ladies and gentlemen, Coley is petty.
I don't think that's petty, trying to destroy my life and I'm not trying to kill you. I think that's fair.
No. I'm saying that you're petty in general. I wasn't talking about that. All like I said, that's warranted, because she definitely did.
She
wouldn't have had that same, it wouldn't be that same smoke if it was him. If anything, it would be way worse.
I'm petty when it's warranted.
When it's warranted?
Yes.
Listen. You're petty when you record this podcast, though.
Nah, hold up. But if we're going to talk about petty, you know who's petty as fuck?
Who? Who's petty?
I don't know. The bitch that dumb nigga Zion Williamson was fucking that porn star.
What?
Not familiar with her.
What's the bitch's name? Mariah Mills.
Ah.
Whatever he did to her.
You're gonna explain this situation? Good. Got it.
I was really about to.
Go for it.
Maybe shut the fuck up.
No. How about you go?
Apparently Zion Williamson, well, since he ain't worried about playing basketball, he been eating and fucking all the way down there in New Orleans.
Wait, why you say he's not playing basketball though? You watch more sports than I do. Good. Like, as he sucked in his career? Like, I have not followed his career at all. Like,
for the hype he came in with to be a first-round draft pick, such a physical specimen, he's not panning out the way he should be.
So he's a bust?
Now, not to say that. The problem, Zion's problem is Zion with this one. Because with him,
okay,
for how physically impressive he is, he has to work hard to maintain it. Like, he's very stocky and explosive.
I was gonna say, I don't think he's short. Bro.
Yeah, but I'm saying like how his body is. He has a lot of weight coming up and down his knees, especially for being a high flyer, dunker, a playing above the rim kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
So for him to be that, like his knees to be using that much activity, he has a lot of weight on them coming up and down. And basketball is a game of attrition, which in joints. So if you're jumping it down all the time, like, that's wear and tear on your knees, especially and even more so when you're overweight for what you're trying to do, especially your playing style.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less about like he is good as is when he's on the court, the boy's magic. It's the problem is though how it's not sustainable long term, and he's not doing what he needs to do now to take care of his body to last that long. Because honestly, all he has
because how old is he? He's like what, 20?
Yeah, I think so. But all he has to do right now, if he wanted to be great, he had to really just get his diet under control and lose some weight. So that's just less wear and tear on his knees that he could be doing what he usually does.
Are you fat shaming him?
No, nigga. I'm
fucking with you, yo. No, but no. He definitely sits there, like, I saw videos about this topic, and they were sitting there and saying, like, similar thoughts to yours. They said, like, yo, if he just focused on losing weight. Matter of fact, did you see what Shaq said to him? Or Shaq gave him advice?
Yeah.
What was it?
Nigga.
I'm asking.
Basically what everybody else was saying to him. Do the fucking work. Don't end up like he did.
Like who did? Like how Shaq did? Or
yeah.
What does Shaq mean by that?
As much as Shaq accomplished, if he really put the work in that he should have, he could have accomplished 10 times as much. That's how talented Shaq was.
Mm-hmm.
What the everything that Shaq did was Shaq basically playing the game on easy mode. If he took the game fresh and seriously like a Kobe did or something like that, Shaq, like, if he made even 50% of his free throws, LeBron wouldn't be able to touch him as far as the all-time scoring list goes.
But he didn't take it seriously. So he was basically trying to warn him, like, be better.
Maximize your time. Don't fuck around. Like, now, mind you, Shaq was gifted enough where he can do that regardless. And plus, that's why Shaq is so special, because as big as he is, his body was built to stay that, to maintain that. It wasn't until he got older and his diet started catching up with him more, and now he was packing on weight, that he couldn't make it up the court and stuff like that. But other than that, Shaq was crazy. So there's that. So basically, the nigga's not doing what he needs to do to remain here long term. Now, he might get one good check, but after this, nobody's going to play a nigga who can't even make it for a couple games in a row.
A couple games? Like, what, he missed some?
He misses a lot of games.
Like, how? Really?
Injuries.
Isn't he, like, the star player for, like, the Pelicans, though?
Yeah. That's not saying much, though.
So, he really pretty much hasn't just, like locked in his potential. So
he's not panning out. He's not... His potential is not matching his production.
So, do you think that he, No, that the Pelicans regret signing him at this point? Because they drafted him. I think he was, like, the number... They was, like, the number one pick, right?
You can't say you regret it if he gets the shit together, but... Back to this Mariah Mills shit, but the whole... With all this shit, it's not a good look, because it's clearly showing where your priorities are.
Where his Zion's priorities are.
And my dude, nigga's young, so... Alright, basically, he got... Apparently, he was fucking a porn star. I wouldn't recommend, but, hey, do what you go and do.
No, we don't judge here, but go on.
Yeah. And apparently he was promising her a whole bunch of shit, and when, you know, niggas promises when they dig is hard, you know how that shit goes. And apparently she bought into it. I don't know how you, a porn star, getting sold a dream by a fucking 22-year-old. I don't understand that shit at all. You just, that sounds like a dumb bitch.
Sounds like she was in love, yo.
Yeah, whatever.
With the potential. But now, and probably with him, too.
But apparently, he announced that him and his girlfriend are having a baby or whatever, and she went off on Twitter, hasn't stopped going off since.
How long ago did this happen?
I want to say like 2 weeks ago now. This bitch has been going off.
She's been ranting on Twitter for 2 weeks?
Yes. I don't know. I
mean, 2 weeks?
2 weeks might be guessing. I don't know, but it's been a while.
We'll just say, safe to say, 2 weeks. So wait, he announced that his girlfriend... is pregnant with his first child?
I guess.
With his first child, and then the porn star goes off on the internet, right?
Basically, you lied to me, you were promising me that, like, you know, dumb bitch shit.
So the crazy thing about it is, she did that. Does that mean that he was technically cheating on his girlfriend then?
I don't know.
It would have to be.
Cause
he's like,
nigga, that's a ball player. You can have it. He probably has an arrangement.
He most definitely probably does have an arrangement. Or if he doesn't, then he cheated on his girlfriend. Either way, it was just a realization. Wait, is this the same chick that was sitting there and saying shit like I let you spit in my mouth or some crazy shit like that?
Was she talking to him?
It was on Twitter. I saw some shit like that on Twitter.
Now, firstly, I'm sorry. I consider myself a freak, but I don't understand the whole spit in somebody's mouth shit. That's nasty as fuck.
Yeah, I agree. That shit is disgusting. I don't know. That's very unsanitary.
Hell no.
That's probably how COVID got spread. Most definitely that's how COVID got spread.
Hey, for all we fucking know, because that is some weird shit.
Yeah, 100% some weird stuff.
Would you let a nigga spit in your mouth?
What? Don't answer that question.
Would I let a dude spin in my mouth?
Don't answer that question. I'm not trying to hear that. No. No.
Would you let a nigga spin in your mouth?
Oh, fuck no. Yeah, nah. You can choke me, though.
No.
Hey, your brother's right there.
Get the fuck out.
Your brother's right there.
Get out. Get out.
I mean, I agree with you.
Get out.
Thank you.
Hey, but yeah, I guess spinning in her mouth kind of sealed the deal, because this bitch is going off the deep end.
I'm not talking to y'all anymore. Yeah. Weirdo shit. Anyway.
The crazy part is that I find kind of fucked up is that, honestly, she can be capping for all she wants, but because, like, nobody's gonna really, like, check that shit.
Nobody, her credibility is technically in the toilet already, bro. She's like, you know, a porn star. I don't think people take porn stars' opinions all that seriously unless they have proof. No offense to them. I just think that's the truth. Like, it is what it is. K Can't say that they don't have people that enjoy their material, though.
I'm sorry.
They can never sit there if and
I
say
fuck,
that.
I would fuck a lot of porn stars before I fuck that. That shit looks crazy.
What? Like, her? You don't find her attractive?
No. Bro, she has one of them...
Because I don't know what she looks like.
She's one of them girls... Plastic surgery out the ass. Like, to the point where it don't even look good no more. It just looks like fucking additions added onto her face.
So she's gotten, like, lipo and Botox lips
all up? All of it. The ass is kind of not even fun to look at no more. It's just like, what the fuck?
It's just, like, implants. So, none of it on... What you're saying is nothing on her is real?
Okay, when you see a girl with a fat ass, right? Mm-hmm. Your mom should be working out solutions, right?
Yes.
Not asking questions.
So you... Is that what happened when you saw hers?
No, it's more like, is this bitch okay? Is that a tumor? What the fuck? Not damn. That shit fat. Yo, the ride game gotta be crazy. Nothing like that.
Nothing like that. Mm-mm-mm-mm. But hey, so what's the moral story of all this? Don't fuck porn stars?
If this was a guy harassing a 20-year-old girl, this conversation would be completely different.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Fucking funny.
For 2 fucking weeks.
That being
said, I wonder how the girlfriend feels about all this.
My thing is, if I'm not fucking nothing, I wouldn't mind getting exposed.
No, she cares, but she's getting the bag, so she's probably just letting that shit slide.
She's good. Clearly the bitch is winning, that's why she ain't saying shit.
Or that, or NDA.
Only the bitch who's losing has to go online and do all this. Let's be real. If the bitch was getting what she wanted out of this arrangement, do you think she should be doing this right now?
Probably in a braggadocious way. Probably in a braggadocious way.
Nigga, it was
quiet. Responding to comments and being like, nah, that's my man's.
No, nigga, they weren't together. This is literally just some we was fucking. It was all good being on a low until
niggas. Oh, wait. So nobody had no idea until she started tweeting?
Yeah, nobody knew.
They weren't publicly seen together or nothing like that?
Nigga, it was a side chick.
Oh, who's wife of the that changes star? Everything. That's
who the fuck is wife of the porn star?
You'd be fucking surprised, bro.
Nigga, don't argue the surprise, though. You be surprised shit.
Because that's true. You be fucking surprised, nigga, yo. Especially nowadays,
yo. In the NBA, you are the number one draft pick, nigga. Who is fucking a porn star? Who's wifing a porn star if you're the number one draft pick?
There's definitely... If you're talking about in the NBA alone, there's probably a few, fam.
Nigga, fucking them and wifing them.
There's probably a fucking few. Dennis Rodman did it. Wait. Was Carmelo Electra considered
a
porn star?
No, you dumb broad.
Was she considered
a porn star? And when has Dennis Rodman ever been a good example for shit?
It's a good example of how to get cool with North Korea.
Do you see why it's cool in North Korea? Dennis Rodman is fucking crazy.
Listen. Crazy?
You going to judge decision-making off the worst decision-maker in the NBA.
Is he the worst one, though?
It's definitely questionable.
Who's his competition?
Nigga, it's the NBA.
Listen. They get paid to sit there.
Pro athletes and good decisions don't work mesh well. But wife and a stripper, even the dumbest NBA player is not doing that. No, wife and a porn star. Nobody's doing that.
You'd be
fucking them is different than what... I'm not talking about fucking them. I'm talking about wifing them.
I still sit there and say,
name
you'd be
one
surprised.
Nigga who's ever done it, please. Because I guarantee you it'd have been a thing.
I don't know their fucking names on top of my
they
head.
Don't... Because it hasn't happened.
Yeah.
Never has.
It never has.
It never has.
I highly doubt that.
Nigga, name... I guarantee you. Basketball player married to porn star. Never happened.
So. Probably like one of the like low level
niggas
if anything.
Fuck, no.
It's probably one of the low level niggas. Yo, listen.
Anyway.
That shit does happen. Fam.
Anyway.
We can agree to disagree.
You were just trying to have hope for dumb shit, but anyway.
No, I know that dumb shit exists. There's no need to have hope.
Okay, nigga.
Just go outside. You'll see plenty of dumb shit.
Not that stupid. Now, the problem
go outside and touch grass, people.
Anyway.
Plug to our previous episode. Great episode. Anyway, go on.
Anyway. Niggas did not want to get caught out with the porn star. She's exposing shit now. Personally, I think she's fucking up the game. But hey, apparently that's a new fad and that's a new thing in
fucking up the game. Social media. Experiment, what do you mean? What do you mean fucking up the game?
exposing the shit. She's supposed to shut the fuck up and leave.
Wait, does he sit there and implement anybody else, or is it just him?
She's the only... What?
Did she, like, expose anybody else, or was it just him? She was just aimed at him? Did she say some shit like, oh, they be having, like, orgy parties or some shit like that?
No, that's just, no, she was kind of just exposing him and his shit.
With receipts, probably, too. I'm guessing.
She's threatening to release a video. That's why Twitter took her account down.
Twitter took her account down?
She's threatening to release a video. Revenge porn.
Oh, at that point, yeah, it's revenge porn. Yeah, that shit is crazy. That's nuts, yo. That's nuts. Well, what have we learned?
Hey.
What, never mind. Never mind. You about to say some crazy shit.
Don't believe promises.
No.
Never believe a nigga's promises when his dick is hard.
Fucking kid, yo. Oh my gosh! So is he here effing up? Is he here messing it up for everybody else?
No, he's playing his damn self.
Just playing himself. All I know is that you know his group chats is going fucking crazy.
This nigga Ja Morant.
Yeah. We just realized we had so much to catch up on this shit, and he was wilding during our hiatus.
If blocking your blessings was a nigga.
If blocking your blessing was a person, period, bro. Like, that's like a A1. He has a masterclass in it at this point.
You know the sad part about it? It's not even him. It's not even his friends. It's his fucking parents and family.
No, it's his friends, too.
No, I'm saying, but usually we say, oh, it's the friends. No, it's literally the family that's the worst influence for him.
Why?
Do you remember that issue with the whole, like, him pulling up to a school to fight some kid because they said him sister?
Wait, that was him?
Yes. His mom is the one who called
him. We actually spoke about that on a previous episode.
Yeah, his mom.
I just didn't realize it was Ja Morant.
His mom is the one who called him down there to go handle that.
His mom was the one that said? Wow. Talking about throwing your kid to the fucking fire.
That's some dumb ass shit. First of all, even if you
to beat a 17-year-old, to be a minor, yo. I just realized this is a minor.
Even if you were that kind of fucked up parent saying you can't some shit like that, you would at least be smart enough to not throw in fuck up the money. Like, even if I would have normally done that kid if he wasn't shit, I'm not fucking with an NBA bag. That's just dumb as hell.
Maybe they don't think nothing of it.
Because if this nigga lose all his money, guess what? They're going to end up right back in the ghetto. And then guess what? You're going to have a whole bunch of niggas testing against him now.
But just because your people are, whatchamacallit, just because you get money doesn't make people, like, more intelligent. If anything, it just makes you more of what you are. So if you were doing, like, crazy shit, like, before then you're going to continue to do crazy shit. You're just going to have more chances and more resources to be able to do crazy, stupid shit.
It's kind of like Chris Brown, wait till you're rich and famous to try to join the Bloods. What's the fuck the point? Like, what the fuck's the point?
My only guess is some type of protection or just some type of attention.
You could have paid for that. You ain't have to sit there and join Power.
Who says he didn't? He probably did. But that's not the point. Do you think Ja Morant would definitely do some shit like that, though? He would definitely do some shit like that.
I know, I'm just saying. I just don't understand the mentality of finally getting on the niggas one choose now to do the dumb shit.
I was going to ask, do you think that's like a common thing?
I guess it's a common thing because it happens a lot. I just don't understand how niggas be doing dumb shit like that. I really don't.
I guess, like, if anything, it probably comes from the mentality of fucking trying to sit there and push something out there.
See, this is
to be accepted.
This is why
to be accepted by, like, the community and people around you and shit like that.
Man, fuck the community. I'm sorry. This is why I firmly believe in if I ever got money, I'm getting fake on everybody.
You're getting fake on everybody?
If you wasn't my ones, yeah. I'm fake with everybody. Y'all don't see me now. You ain't never gonna see me with money. Fuck the hood. Fuck giving back to the community. All that shit, bitch. I give back by not being one of y'all broke niggas.
Really? So it's just selfish mentality straight out the gate? Not saying that you're wrong.
When has keeping it real ever gone well for niggas?
When has keeping it wrong ever gone right for, like, not just niggas, but people in general?
I'm talking about niggas. I ain't talking about people right now.
So niggas are separate from people?
our Keep It Real is different from theirs.
What do you mean? Explain.
Nigga, when... Nigga, you know the meme. You know every... You know the whole shit. Keeping It Real goes wrong. When does Keeping It Real ever go well for niggas?
When was the time... When was the time that it ever did go right for people, though? Think about it. Who's the person that sat there and kept it wrong and I mean, kept it real, not wrong. Kept it real and it went well.
That's my point.
No, I'm saying, like...
Thank you for rephrasing the question.
No, I am rephrasing the question. I'm rephrasing the question because, like, the people who sat there and would try to keep it real and it went right for them, I'm thinking. Like, I'm going down the list because I thought about what you said. I'm going down the list.
All right, you know, the only nigga I ever see keeping it real and it went right for them?
Oh.
50 Cent.
Two. Dave Chappelle.
Nah, 50 Cent.
No, I'm saying adding Dave Chappelle to that list.
What do you mean keeping it real? Because when niggas thought he was dumb as hell running away from Africa and turning down all that money.
It turns out he was keeping it real, bro.
No, keeping it real would have been keeping the money in niggas' eyes. You know, keeping it real is not, it's literally how other niggas deem it. You realize that, right?
This is true, but he was still keeping it real in terms of the principle of the whole situation because they wanted to sit there and own his likeness and get him to do shit that he didn't want to do.
I know, so nigga, but...
Instead of taking the money, again, he was like, because it was a contract. It was
when we were young back then, niggas is like, oh, Dave Chappelle, dumb as hell.
I remember that whole kid. Okay, they witch hunted him. They said he was on crack and all this other shit.
Those are the Keep It Real niggas. Even the Boondocks had an episode about keeping it real, nigga. I'm not saying how you trying to redefine the shit now.
I'm not trying to redefine
Keeping it real is a nigga is a fucking is a backhanded compliment. You kept it real because hey, what? You didn't snitch keeping it real.
Speaking of not keeping it real and snitching and everything like that, to relate it, what about Gunna?
I don't give a fuck about Gunna. I'm glad he's making music and scamming these niggas. What you gonna be
would you count what Gunna said and everything as snitching? What he did?
I don't care. I mean personally he probably is snitching for all I give a fuck, but hey, you gonna be inside doing time and keeping it real with them three niggas for the rest of your lives? Or you gonna be out enjoying your freedom while them niggas can bitch and call you a snitch? That snitch went number one, right?
Didn't he?
Or he had a bomb ass album, one or the other. At least niggas love that shit. I ain't never heard nobody say it was bad.
The one that what? He just released an album like how long ago? Like maybe like what, a week ago? Anything?
Recently.
I didn't hear about it going number one.
But I heard niggas.
But I heard people liked it though.
Exactly.
I did hear people like it.
What would you rather be doing? Now which one would be considered keeping it real?
It depends on who we're talking about. Like you
nigga,
said,
in
people's eyes, and the people in the niggas' eyes that you're talking about, option one of him not saying anything would have been him keeping
okay,
it real.
Okay, that's keeping
like
it
that.
Real. Yeah. It ain't no your perspective keeping it real. It's what Nick. Anyway, I'm not doing this with you again.
That
being said, I don't see him keeping it real just some dumb shit. Look at, hey, Young Thug keeping it real. Yeah, he was keeping it real even when he got out the ghetto. He could stop half the shit he was doing.
Yeah, but then what would you like? That's the interesting part of it. Young Thug being is in an interesting part of the situation because he's like they say that he's the leader and all this other shit. But then again, you know what? This is something to come back to when the trial comes out because like I was gonna say they really don't have no evidence of proof of that. But the trial didn't start yet.
That's why our state's pushing this RICO case.
Wait, is it? I thought it was the federal that was pushing this case.
No, this is state. It ain't the feds. The feds wasn't trying to press this shit. The state wants to because the prosecutor, DA, wants to build a name off this shit.
The woman who sat there and hit
yep.
like multiple people with RICO charges? I know it's just not YSL. I think she's...
No, she's trying to build her resume up and shit. Now, I'm not saying she can't pull it off, but...
I was going to say, you think that's her motivation behind all this?
Yeah. If the feds aren't picking it up, they know something's off with it.
Something's off.
Because the feds ain't going to press it unless they know they got you, and it's just a matter of this is going through the process, right, at this point.
This is true. So you think he's going to get free? You think he's going to get off? Or you think he's going to, like, snitch? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
I say free him. Free him.
Why?
Huh?
Why?
Because, like I said, it doesn't seem like, for so far from what we've seen, that, like, he's particularly... guilty of it or anything
oh, okay,
like that.
Okay, okay,
so therefore, free him. Because if it sounds like they're pushing a witch hunt on him, which sounds like they do, that they are, not they do, that they are, then Gotta let that flow. I'm
gonna be careful with that free nigga shit, because everybody's saying free these niggas, and these niggas are little serial killers.
Yeah, that's true.
He was like, free cuz. It's like, oh, what he do? All, you know, cuz was, they didn't play a song he liked, and he shot the park up, and he's like, nigga, he belongs in jail. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, like, they got it right this time. This nigga should be in jail. Cuz is fucking up out here.
But then again, a lot of people celebrate that type of shit. The unfortunate thing about it.
Then go celebrate that shit at the highest form, aka jail.
Listen, that's what it ends
party
up to.
Hey, the party don't stop in jail, right?
Yeah. The party doesn't stop in jail. Actually, it does start in jail, actually. Actually, it does start in jail, because they sit there and do party and stuff like that. So, it's crazy. But you know what's also crazy?
What?
The fact that, like, you still haven't seen Across the Spider-Verse yet.
I'm good, my nigga.
You're good? No. We're definitely doing an episode about it. We have to.
Okay, I'll see it. I just wasn't in a rush to do the shit.
Please tell me you saw Guardians, though.
I saw Guardians.
You saw Guardians?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about it?
It was great.
What was, like, great about it? Did you, like it? Did you not like it? Like, the thing?
They actually cared about this one and took time with it.
You liked it better than the second one?
Yeah. Overall, yes.
What was so... Like, why?
The story was done better. They fleshed the characters out a lot more than the second one. It kind of became like, you know, Quill and his friends rather than, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy and shit. They made Rocket a well-rounded dickhead. Still a dickhead, but a well-rounded one. They had a great villain for once. I've been fucking with homies since Peacemaker, so I'm glad my nigga's Ian out here.
The dude yelling his ass off every single...
Yep. That nigga's about to be the new king.
Nah, I don't think they're gonna get rid of Jonathan Majors like that, bro.
The nigga, he gotta get off fucking with them white girls.
It has nothing to do with her being white. Stop it.
Oh, nigga, it has a lot to do with her being white.
No,
Let's be real.
It has nothing to do with her physically being white, because, like, this comes from, like, any fucking race.
Per his own story, if he was... All they saw was a white girl crying to the police and a big black strong guy, and that's how he got arrested.
He said that?
Yes.
That's why there's a witch hunt for him. Because he's sitting there saying shit like that. Why are you antagonizing
exactly.
people?
Exactly. It's a big people, black guy with a small, dainty white girl. That just makes it worse.
You're giving people ammo to sit there and shoot them with at that point.
Well, he let the snow bunnies.
To shoot him with. Huh?
He let the snow bunnies.
But then,
what do you want me to do?
But interracial dating doesn't mean that you're going to sit there and be in that type of situation.
It doesn't matter. It's just... Hey, I'm all for the interracial shit, alright? Do what you do. But just in case, when that shit turns left, look how fast that shit turns left.
It turns left in mad relationships, though. We can't act like it's just
that
particular thing.
We know
that,
nigga, but it's different when she gets mad at you, call the cops, now you're just an angry black guy and a small white girl. Nigga, act like it don't hit different.
Who? Act like what doesn't hit different?
When the white girl calls you on the cops versus when the black girl calls the cops on you.
How about not having the cops called, period? Yeah, how about we not, like, shoot the cops at all? Welcome back to JLD Live, by the way. Yeah, you thought I wasn't going to fucking do that, right? I told you I was going to do it, yo. Welcome back to JLD Live.
That is out of pocket.
Yeah, always out of pocket. Like, how about me not call the cops at all? You don't snitch over here, nigga. Fuck out of here. Nah, not at all. let me fucking stop. Let me stop playing, man. But,
I got this. I got you. Go ahead. So, in a weird way of fan participation, we got an opinion about the podcast.
From who?
I don't know, but it was brought to me that somebody asked us, not saying this is like a good or bad, they asked, would we consider ourselves a misogynistic podcast?
Do we consider ourselves a misogynistic podcast?
Do we?
You want to answer first?
Let the president go first.
Hmm?
Let the president go first.
Let the president go first? I say no. I say we're not misogynistic. I think we're equally horrible to everybody. And that we think, no, I'm kidding. No, we do love and have respect for everybody. But can certain things that we say, mostly you, be seen as misogynistic? Of course. But...
The fuck? Don't put that
on me. I was like, of course. But, are we really misogynistic? No, I don't think so. I don't think that we're misogynistic at all. I don't think JLD in general, as a brand, as a company, we're not misogynistic, yo. We love everyone. We do respect women over here. We have no respect for people who don't respect themselves, though. But no, I don't think we're misogynistic, yo. All right, that was the PC answer. You ready to go? Good.
Yeah. Because you're about to say some bullshit. From under, go. Speaking from all the way down under the bus from which I was thrown, first of all, I don't believe we're misogynistic. I think we're just equal opportunity. Anybody can get it when they walk up in here. It don't matter if you're male or female. You can get fried up the same. Do dumb shit, we gonna call the dumb shit.
You can be male, female, or they. Everybody gets jokes.
Exactly. So I don't understand that.
Yes, you can be male, female, or they. Everybody gets jokes over here. But I don't think, no.
Yo, but speaking of something misogynistic.
What?
YK Osiris and Sukiyana.
Your friend?
I don't know this nigga.
That's your mans, yo.
That's your
mans. Your mans is wildin'. That's your mans. And your mans is wildin'. He's definitely misogynistic. Now, that's a misogynistic motherfucker. And everything. And a sexual... And he's a sexual assaulter. Because that was definitely sexual assault. I know exactly what the fuck you talking about.
Bro, that is...
I want to see you try to defend this. Go ahead. Go for it.
Who the fuck is defending this shit?
Exactly. That's why we're not misogynistic. Because we would defend it. If we defend that, we would be misogynistic.
No, I mean, personally, like, first of
that
all...
That nigga's a clown.
Outside of all the other shit, assault aside, it was just honestly painfully fucking cringy just to watch it happen. And then, two, it's just like, what the fuck? That being said, though.
No. No.
It was weird energy, though. It was just like, the fuck? Like...
Just because somebody just is dressed a certain way and acts a certain way doesn't mean that they're that way.
My thing is, if I got a crank your neck back to kiss me, I don't want it, my nigga. Like, what the fuck? That nigga sound like it was a...
It's...
If he came in, like, peck on the cheek, something like that, fine, that's one thing. Even if she wasn't really with it, I feel like she could play it off easier than that. But, like, you could tell she... And you did it... You went for it twice, my nigga. That's what a few times... If at first you don't succeed, don't try again.
Yeah, exactly. But... Clearly, somebody's out here not doing fucking proper cues, and people are obviously not teaching people how to, you know, respect people's boundaries, because what the fuck was that? Listen, and also, shame of the other people who were there and sat there and didn't do anything. I'm not talking about, like, afterwards, like, after he did it, because in the moment...
Oh, you're talking about Lil Duval and the door.
Yeah.
I'm talking about security, like, if it's...
In the moment, it looked like everybody was, like, kind of confused as to what was going on. But then once it happened, the fact that he walked off, like, somebody should have checked him right there, yo. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, somebody like should have checked him. I absolutely agree, yeah. But, like, people were like, oh, they just let that happen. I'm like, first of all...
I don't think they knew what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, like... And honestly, if I'm being real, like, I didn't... It still doesn't justify anything or change anything online, but, like, seeing how she was talking to nigga beforehand, like, if they didn't know how to fill out that one, I could understand that. That's not saying anything that happened was justified, but per how that conversation was going between the two of them, it sounded like it has been going back and forth. Which is also why, personally, like, even though I would never blame her for this, I think this is a great lesson to people. Just watch how you carry yourself.
Watch how you carry yourself?
Yes, because, A, it had nothing to do with what she did or what he did, had nothing to do with who she was, had nothing to do with that. No.
Right.
But when I say watch how you carry yourself, it's just because I think people think they can play with you a certain kind of way.
Because you said, oh, I get it. Like how people be like testing the waters, but then when shit get real, they all of a sudden they want to back off on it.
Yeah, right, and mind you, it's not like that doesn't give anybody right to violate anything, but they think they can play with people a certain kind of way because how they present themselves. Like, well, let's be real, Sukiyana, for lack of a better term, was she... present herself as.
I honestly, I'll be real with you, and I'm not trying to be mean at all, but I had no idea who she was before this whole shit happened.
Well,
I still don't know. I didn't search up her music or anything like
that. I've only seen her
no
with, like, the Shade Runner like that. Like, she, her character is known. Like, it's not like you gotta know her music, know her. Like, she's more known for her character. Her music is side hustle, it's her character.
So, like 95% of fucking rappers today?
Yeah.
Don't play the anthems right in their music.
Yeah.
That's nothing new.
So, mind you, all time I ever see her is when she going viral talking crazy to niggas, talking about, like, oh, let me come eat your ass and shit like that. So weird shit like that.
Wait, is this the girl that does a song, like, I saw a couple videos where girls are sitting there and saying, like, to their, like, significant others, like, we be eating niggas' ass, we gonna switch or some shit like that?
Yeah, I think that's her.
That's her?
Yeah.
Ew! That song is fucking gross! Well, there do be people out here doing that, though.
Yeah, so... And
that's why teachers don't know. We don't judge over here.
I think this isolated incident is one
shit
thing.
Shit is crazy, though.
But how you carry yourself is another incident, another situation that goes around that. So while this right here, homie was fucked up, weird, and wrong for that shit.
But look at what we're talking about. Doesn't he fuck up royally all the time? Correct me if I'm wrong, but doesn't he fuck up all the time anyway?
This is what happens when you give lame niggas money.
That happens a lot, too. America, you gotta stop doing that. Speaking of which, you also gotta stop doing... Stop deferring and stopping these fucking student loan debt reliefs. Niggas is not trying to pay these fucking student loans, yo.
Nah, nigga, y'all...
Come on, Joe!
Nah, nigga, you racked up the bill. Pay that shit. I'm like,
yeah, stop it. You got fucking student loan debt too.
I know.
You dickhead. What the fuck are you talking about? So you going against the fucking range? You the only person I know. Word, Cody?
This hey, is how you feel? I hate an inconsistent motherfucker.
Cody, this is how you feel? You the only motherfucker I know that went to college and is against student loan debt relief? So you just want to pay your student loans, all right?
Happily, no more.
Yeah, exactly. You just gotta stop it. Fuck out of here. Get it fucking together, Joe.
Wild.
Next and Congress, too. And the Senate. Everybody, get it together. Niggas is not trying to play these loans, yo. like, not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Shit is crazy.
Nah, shit's out of pocket. I'm sorry. That shit's too damn much.
And keep blocking the shit. And then, you know, if you die, you still don't get it. Like, it still just moves on. I mean, you don't get rid of it. It still moves on to your next of kin.
The fuck out of here.
No, dead ass.
They think I'm paying for a dead nigga's debt. You crazy out your fucking
You mind. Will be. It's in the fucking... Yo, listen. It's contracts. Didn't we have an episode about that? Signing your contracts? Read your contracts?
Yeah.
Read your contracts. Read your fucking contracts, people. That's the name. That's the lesson of the episode. And the title of the episode is Blocking Your Blessings. Because there's too many people blocking out blessings out here.
Yeah, don't go out like John Morant.
Don't go out like John Morant. Don't go out like Zion Wilson. Don't go out like...
That entire draft class is just looking bad off of them two niggas alone.
Wait, during the same draft class?
Yeah.
Which draft class was that?
I forgot which year. I think it's
2019
or something like that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Zion went number one, John went number two. They making that whole draft class.
The first top two people are doing the most fuckery?
Well, Zion been...
That's crazy.
Well, let's put it correctly. Zion been doing the most fucking... Job and doing the most fuckery.
No, he stop it. I saw what you did there. Stop it.
Nah, he stop fucking and get his ass in the gym and then get a couple chips and we could talk. This nigga John need to put the guns down.
Oh, speaking of that, what do you think of, did you hear about Chris Paul going to Golden State? I think he went to Golden State.
Hey.
What do you think about that? You have a problem with that?
No, not really, no. Honestly, at this point in time, I'll be happy if CP3 gets a ring because he's been chasing it for a long time. And honestly, I think it's sad that because niggas don't end up, like, don't get a career in their ring, they think this nigga's career is just trash. He ain't up there like
Yeah,
that.
People, like, that's very true. People definitely do think that because you don't have, like, the accolades, and the accolades, speaking of, like for example, people not having, another example of it is people not having Grammys. And then, because they don't have a Grammy, they think the person's music career is not solidified, or it's not true. Or if you don't have, like, a walk on the Hollywood, Hollywood's fame, where the fucking stars is at? Where the stars is
Hollywood
at?
Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, there we go. The Hollywood Walk of Fame, then you're not a good actor or actress or something like that. Like that's ridiculous.
No,
because there are plenty of people, or if you don't have an Oscar, you're not good. Like, for example, Angela Bassett doesn't have an Oscar. She's phenomenal. She's been robbed, like, multiple times, by the way, in my opinion.
So, I mean, personally, like...
It took Leo forever to get
nobody
one.
Honestly, if they've been robbing Leo for this many years, you think they're going to sit there and give Angela Bassett one? Like...
They gave him one eventually, so you would hope that eventually she'll get one, you know?
You would hope.
I hope she does, yo. Shout out to Angela Bassett. She's beautiful.
Fuck them. They don't need it. I wish niggas... My issue
with... Not fuck Angela Bassett. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what I said, nigga.
Just in case, I was just clarifying.
You're the only one who confused it.
We gotta talk to the audience, Coley.
But my thing is, with niggas, especially black people, I really wish you would pick a side. Either they don't matter, then they don't matter. But stop getting mad every time the year comes around. Oh my God, we didn't get into the best. I'm like, they were never going to give it to her to begin with. So what are we mad about? Every fucking year.
I mean, she has, I know she be feeling. But you know what would help out? Having like millions of dollars and going back to like, you know, a nice, like, comfy home and all that other stuff. But at the same time, It doesn't take care of the fact that, like,
man, I'd rather have the people love me the way I would rather have the people love me the way they do Angela Bassett than get all them accolades that nobody knows.
And have one, right?
Yeah, like, she got genuine love from people. That's what I'd rather take. Is that'll last longer than any fucking dingy-ass award?
I agree.
Because think about this. We know that the movies that stick out the most are the ones who got robbed. Let's be honest.
And it'd be some of the best movies, too.
It'd be worse when because that's what makes it bad. Is there's no good reason why. You gonna tell me I got out here fucking? I gotta watch Al Pacino play a blind guy, but fucking Denzel couldn't get the thing from Malcolm X.
That's true. That and also, it even expands to music too. Because Nicki Minaj, I didn't know this. Nicki Minaj is being one of the things. She doesn't have a Grammy.
No.
She doesn't have a Grammy.
That, yeah, and the problem is, you and a lot of, well, not you, but a lot of bars like to hang that on Nicki's thing. The problem is, if you go back and look year after year with the Grammys, there's never been a year Nicki should have won. Like,
interesting.
And I'm not trying to be fucked up, but like, a lot of those years, if you go back and look at her competition, you'll see why she didn't win.
I don't know who she was ever up against.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Nicki,
I don't know who she's ever up against, but it still surprised me that she has the accolades that she does in terms of like being like a high selling artist and everything. And because she does have success.
Well,
she
is very successful. She's the most successful female rapper of all time. I respect her for that. But my thing is that whole most successful rapper that's built off of a lot of the sacrifices that a lot of other female rappers made.
True.
Now, mind you, that has not taken away from a single thing of Nicki coming, showing improvement every single time she steps out.
Oh yeah, her most recent song, what is it called? I think it's called Chun-Li or some shit like that. That shit's fire. Yeah. See what the fuck off.
Exactly.
It made me miss and appreciate having Nicki around more because like that shit is better than like 75% of the female rap that's like out now, and it's one fucking song, yo. You know, like can't stop lyricism.
And I'm gonna be real with this, and I'm like, Nicki, and I'm not mad at it because honestly I understand why she does it, but Nicki only plays home games and I'm not mad. But like the problem is, Nicki can make a great song that the barb is going to love, but not everybody's going to want to listen to over and over again. Like Chun-Li is a barb hit, which is, I'm not mad at that because Nicki, like honestly, if you can go out and guarantee you get a hit from the people who really show up and support you, does it really matter what the rest of us layman people, us, you know, casual Nicki fans feel? No.
No, it doesn't, but then, that doesn't even, that, but that's a bigger problem, that doesn't even just extend to Nicki, because you could say Wale is the same, in that same type of category, which is why J. Cole made it a point in that song that he wrote, that was, like, that verse that he wrote that was, like, basically, well, clearly talking about Wale. Like, you have accolades, you have a thing, you have fans. You may not have, like, the accolades and everything, I said it backwards, my bad. You may not have all the accolades and everything like that, but you have the fans. And you have, like, and he does have accolades, it's just not the ones that he wants. The problem
with that J. Cole thing is that J. Cole, like, and that's why Wiley had a great point. He's like, I'm signed to the nigga who's trying to be, like, the nigga you're signed to. Meaning,
wait, he said, say that again?
I'm signed to the nigga trying to be, like, the nigga you're signed to. Meaning, Ross, at that point, was trying to be, like, Jay-Z, be a label head, put other niggas under him who can survive. Problem with Wale is Wale should have never signed to MMG.
I think he should have stayed. He should have went to Roc Nation. I think they would have done way better with him.
I don't even know about that. Like honestly,
you think Wale would have just been cool independent? Wale is an artist that should be signed.
Well, one thing with Wale is that he's creative enough. I think he could have done. Wale could have flourished in a lot of different environments. I just don't think MMG was the right one for him.
No, I'm not.
In my opinion, with Ross, if he wasn't a hood nigga like Meek, I don't think he really know how to push you the right way.
I can give you that if it wasn't for the fact that, like, Ross does support his artists. He does ride hard for his artists.
I'm not saying he doesn't do that. I'm just saying knowing, like, supporting them and knowing how the right way to support them sort of a thing. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I
like, you could be a great teacher, but not necessarily have to be the right teacher for a certain student.
Very true.
So that's what I mean. Like, he knew how to get Meek out because Ross know how to run the streets. Problem is, Wale, I think, is a different kind of beast, but could have had a different kind of impact. Because if you really go through Wale's hits, like, Wale has a lot of fucking hits.
That's what I'm saying.
That niggas like to sleep on because it's Wale. That's what I'm saying, though. I'm thinking, imagine if he had somebody who knew how to maximize what he did instead of just sticking a nigga on hooks or giving.
Oh, well, he can still do because he's still there. Well, yeah, he's just been retired for a little bit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, at the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because he was striking when the
was hot. Like, I think Wale would have ate if he got like a good music. If Wale had asked the Kanye beats, that shit would be different.
I'm not going to lie. I agree.
Like,
I agree.
But, and that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not necessarily. I don't think Jay would have been the worst for him either, but I think he might have had certain. He needed an artist to really be in charge of him, but who also knew how to handle business,
or who knew how to like really put everything together.
Well, yeah, like I'm saying,
artist, I'm not saying that Ross doesn't.
No, but I'm just saying Ross knows how to work better with a certain type of rapper rather than another.
Not gonna lie, yeah, because look at who we signed.
Meek was the after easy, that. I feel like Meek was the easier thing for him to get off than Wale was.
Yes. I'll give you that.
Not saying it was a lack of support, but it was just like easy.
No, the support was there. It was just that you could tell
putting
that
he, in the right places.
You could tell with Meek, he knew what to do. He knew more what to do.
Yeah, exactly. With him than he had more vision with Meek than he did with Wale.
But Wale was such a genius.
Wale was great to balance out the label, but it wasn't like they were really putting the right energy behind him.
Here's a good question: do you think Wale's a genius?
I think so personally, but I hate having that conversation with niggas because it's
I think so too.
Cool to hate on niggas now. It's easy to.
It's get, always been it's cool easy to hate to look on people. Back at
15 years of a nigga's career with no context, say, "Oh, that shit was trash." I'm like, Wale was the thing. Is I really don't understand.
Go
really
back and listen to his albums and tell me Wale is trash. Stop it.
Honestly, we had a real five-headed monster for a while between
Kendrick, Drake,
Big Sean, and Wale. Like
and Cudi.
No.
Cudi was up there.
No, I'm not saying that, but Cudi wasn't that generation I'm talking about, though.
Okay, so then you lost me. What generation are you talking about, then?
The Wale, Drake, Kendrick, Kendrick, and fucking Big Sean.
Oh, I was going to say Mac Miller, too.
No, Wale. No, no,
sorry. Wasn't Mac Miller in that thing?
No. Wiz Khalifa, Kid Cudi, and Mac were their own little generation in between.
Wait, you're right. You're right.
Them niggas were the ones who mixed backpack rap and stoner rap.
But was killing it. Because remember, Mac Miller was independent, was breaking records.
No, I'm not that, but I'm saying
everybody you're talking about, those other five people, they were all signed. So, too.
Well, yeah, I'm saying, but they were that spot. Like, they had an area in between where that's why they have a lot of carryover, but they also had a very niche thing.
Right.
Because they all had hits on the radio, and then they went into more of their niche audience, and that's why they stay where they are. That's why Mac Miller died more successful than 90% of rappers in the game, because it was all him self-owned and self-funded.
Yeah, and was still killing it. That last album he put out was phenomenal, oh, man. And you know he has that, and you know he has that, amazing Divine shit in the vault.
Was fire, my nigga.
Great. Divine Feminine had me wondering, like, yo, Dane and Ariana Grande must be, like, it. She must have, like, bomb box. Nah, I only say that because everybody that's gotten with her from there, especially if they're a musician, their music soared after that.
It just don't work for me because I'm sorry. She looked too close to a 15-year-old for me, so I don't get off that shit.
I mean, that's you. I mean, listen, there are people that are into that type of shit. You'd be surprised, yo. It's crazy. I'm not into that shit, but, like, there are mad people out there in that shit. Don't judge them. We don't judge them.
But yeah, like that era, that was a big, that was a five-headed monster that niggas never want to really give credit for. Like, if you really go back, like, why, like, I remember, what was it? It was a year, like, what was it?
2013 was a crazy year.
Good Kid, Mad City, the Pimp a Butterfly.
That was Dark Skies. That was 2012.
It was, if you're reading this, it's too late. And
It was Nothing Was the Same.
Okay, Nothing Was the Same. And then maybe it was the album about Nothing. Because
Take Care was in 2011.
And the album about Nothing. Like, that was just a great time and a great body of music. A whole bunch of bodies of music was putting out fire shit. Like,
and mixtapes on top of that. Besides Drake. Drake didn't put out any mixtapes during those times. But the mixtapes that those other people were putting out was great. Like the 11-1-11 theory. Great tape. Shout out to Wale. We give people their flowers over here. We give people their flowers, yo. And speaking of giving people their flowers and everything like that, I want to say, like, you know, it seems like it's the first time back in, like, a while. We took a nice little break, nice little hiatus and everything like that. And we want to close it out just by giving condolences to the people who died in the submarine and everybody else who we lost in these past, like, you know, two-month period, you know? It's sad. It's sad, man. Coley thinks it's funny, but it's still sad.
It's not funny.
He's really trying to hold it in. You see that? Look, go ahead.
I got nothing.
He's a bad liar. But anyway, it's still, we still, like I said, give our condolences to those people and pray for those families. And, but the more serious note, don't be out here blocking your blessings, people. Thank you for everybody that pressed play in the meantime.
Don't you be the one blocking your blessings.
100%. And then go outside and touch grass on top of that. Shout out to everybody who sat there and pressed play while doing our break.
Shout out to everybody that waited patiently. We back. We got y'all. We consistent with it again.
Say that one more time for the louder for the people in the back, yo.
We back. We consistent. All right. Expect us next week because we will get. We got y'all. We know y'all been waiting. We apologize. Life happens, all right? Y'all know it better than anybody.
100%. Shout out to the 100. Shout out to everybody. I was going to say the 100 people, but it's way more than 100 people that listen to us. Way more. Talk about thousands. Talk about the thousands of people who listen to the podcast. Shout out to the whole Jersey Zone Dynasty, a.k.a. J-O-D. We are out here. We got way more content and way more stuff coming for y'all. We love y'all. This has been J-O-D Live.
We out.
Peace.